Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and it is time for our program. We call it Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain, and a discussion about long-term risk management and grain market planning. Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln joins us once again. Jeff, over the last few months, we've dived deep into different things, technicals, fundamentals. We talked about that weekly ethanol production report, how that is affecting the demand side of things. And we're going to continue with that conversation and talk about export sales here over the next couple of weeks. First of all, give us kind of a baseline. Why is it so important that we watch export sales reports either on a daily or a weekly basis?
Well, from the export sales side, it's another one of those important demand categories. So we've talked about the supply and the demand side. This falls on the demand side. And to give you a couple kind of just shots here, Chad, of just kind of the data, on 2019 corn exports, that they make up 12.9% of our total corn demand. The 2020 estimate makes up about 14.5%. But when you get over into soybeans, actually exports make up a much larger percent. And for 2019, they're actually 42.4% of our exports. And as we move into the 2020, actually exports make up 47.3% of our demand. And the numbers are actually a little bit higher than that, Chad, because we also have the soybean meal that we export out too. So those aren't included in these numbers. So they're significant demand category, and that's why we want to keep an eye on them.
Mm-hmm. All right. So why was the export reporting system put in place? Just as a kind of way to track this stuff?
Well, what's interesting, if you go all the way back to 1972, if you remember, some people talked about the Great Russian Grain Robbery, and that's actually where they came in 72, bought a large amount of wheat and corn, and depleted a lot of our U.S. reserve stocks, and we had a big run-up in prices, and that big run-up in prices actually is what set us up for some of the ag problems we had in the late 70s and early 80s, but basically, Congress was worried at that point that there needed to be a better tracking mechanism there. They really felt that there was a number of companies that had an advantage there, knew what actually was going on, and the public wasn't informed, so actually in 1973, they put in place, Congress mandated this, the export sales reporting system. And so that's kind of the history behind the program, Chad.
Huh, very interesting. You know, what turned in, started as kind of a security thing actually has turned into a part of our risk management plan. Very interesting. So give us the nuts and bolts. How does the export reporting system work?
Well, really, for the export sales reporting system, there's really two parts. What you have is that you've got a weekly reporting that happens, and that comes out on Thursdays. And what happens on that is they're aggregating all the weekly export sales that happen. But on a daily basis, this is what's kind of interesting, is that on a daily basis, anytime you have sales made to a single destination, that's really over about 3.9 million bushels of corn, soybeans, wheat, and there's a number of commodities there, then actually whoever does that business is required to report that information to USDA by 3 o'clock that next day. And to give you an idea, 3.9 million bushels, a ship holds about 2.2 million bushels. So a little bit, you know, almost two shiploads once those sales are made. Now that's on a daily basis that gets reported. And then what happens at the end of the week, then they aggregate that and they give us our weekly sales reports that come out on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. And that was going to be my next question was they do come out at different times during the day, but even within the day, when do these reports come out and does the trade have an opportunity to actually use that information in their trading then?
Yeah, so the weekly sales comes out on Thursdays at 7:30. The daily sales actually come out every day at 8 a.m. if there is sales. And another part that's not part of this export sales process, but it's an important link in here, is actually the grain inspections report. And that grain inspections report, what that is any grain that's weighed or inspected for export, that report comes out every Monday at 10 a.m. And that's actually put together by the Federal Grain Inspection Service. service. And so that actually allows us to see the export sales, tell us what's get sold, the grain inspections tell us what's get shipped. So we're going to talk next week about how to tie those two together.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a few different reports here and a couple of different ways of looking at the data, but it does all play a part in our marketing plan. Like Jeff says, we're going to get into that next week, how we use the export information in our marketing plan. In the meantime, if folks would like to talk to you, how do they get a hold of you, Jeff?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the information. That's Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. And are Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain program here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.